Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with John Bradbury, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. We're talking about entrepreneurship, how to define it, why it's important to define it. I think it is important to define it, John, because you talk about your four factors that you consider to be the foundation of entrepreneurship: value, need, uncertainty, and risk. You know, these are things that are built, that are the foundation of entrepreneurship, which is the building block. It's the energy. What you do when you give us those four terms is you define the tools or the motivations or the influences that you have, that you experience when you are an entrepreneur. And that gives order to entrepreneurship, right? Because otherwise, I think some people think an entrepreneur is just somebody who's running around, you know, taking a lot of risks and making a lot of mistakes and burning through a lot of cash. It doesn't have to be that way, does it?
No, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this is we just see so many more young people, particularly, who want to figure out how to get into an entrepreneurial role. And as you said at the opening of this interview, so many people frame entrepreneurship as, you know, the folks that are on the entrepreneurs are people who are on the cover of Inc. magazine and Forbes and Fortune, and or they're going out and raising, you know, $100 billion in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And that's just a very narrow definition that not only is unnecessarily limiting for people who want to move in that direction, but it actually is bad for a venture. You know, if you're thinking, I need to do that kind of, right, I need to have those kinds of aspirations, it's really just about starting with a problem that somebody needs solving and figuring out a solution for it, and then how do you start to scale that solution? And as we said, that applies all across all walks of life.
Well, that's
when you mentioned motivation.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, you mentioned motivation. We ought to talk about that as well, because a lot of the reasons people want to be an entrepreneur, you know, those reasons can be satisfied in all kinds of different roles. And as you said, maybe internally in an organization, there are ways to meet those needs.
Well, and that's exactly right. And I really do think it's valuable to talk about the risk-taking part of running a business, because if you're going to, you know, you and I both know, we've talked about this before, you can't really grow your business if you can't become a delegator. If you aren't capable of firing yourself from jobs that you don't have to do anymore, if you can't accept excellence as a desired result and get it out of your head that it has to be perfect like when you did it, if you can't get to that point, then you're going to wind up being 100% extension of yourself, which isn't entrepreneurial at all. But once you can release things, then you have to say, okay, who am I going to release it to? Well, I want to release it to somebody who has the same motivation as I do. And so you grow an entrepreneur, right? You find an employee. We used to call them diamonds in the rough. Remember that? You know, this is a diamond in the rough. I saw something in this person that could become me without being me. You know, they brought skills to the table that I didn't have. But they still wanted to grow this business and risk my capital. What do you think?
Yeah, I didn't know this was going to be a therapy session for me. I mean, I feel like I'm looking in the mirror when you talk about that. No, I totally agree. That idea of, you know, we talked about creating value. One of the most rewarding ways to create value and the most meaningful is to create roles for other people and enable and empower people to really to meet that need that we were talking about. One of my favorite entrepreneurs who I studied and wrote about in the book is he left a big bank job, and his main goal, his motivation was to create a better place to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were in the mortgage business, so there were some, you know, technical expertise and skills that he brought. But he really was a talent magnet and the best leader in the way that you're describing I've ever seen. He ended up with 1,500 people, you know, sold the venture to a big bank from London. But the real story was the culture and the lives that he impacted.
Right, right.
That was the great reward.
Well, and those became part of his entrepreneurial tree. You know, you hear about coaches' trees, mm-hmm. and those people, you know, went on to do their own thing and went on to, you know, from what they learned from him. But the thing that you have to do, that you have to add to this, if you're gonna grow entrepreneurial employees, you have to let them risk failure with your capital. And when they mess up, mm-hmm. you have to be prepared to redeem them, right? I mean, that's a huge part of this. Is if you want people to follow you into the abyss, follow you into a firefight, make sure that they know that you got their back. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely right. And the front side of that coin too is helping them understand the economics of the business in a way that they can make good choices. About, yep. you know, how right. they use resources.
And again, as I said earlier, yeah. these are the people you leave the company with when you go take a vacation. 10-Tail, right back with John Berryberry. More on entrepreneurship after the break. 10-Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.